Lopita Daniel, a civil society activist and a youth leader from Kapoita East County, says on Monday, a group of Kenya bandits raided the Toposa community and stole cattle.
Some bandits from Kenya came and stole or raided cattle from the Toposa and they dropped up to their side. Reaching near the Kenyan barrack in Nadapal, the Toposa who followed the footmarks of their cattle started fighting them. When hearing the sound guns, the Kenyan army intervened and they started interchanging bullets with the Toposa. This led to bigger escalation and the Kenyan police reserved rushed to the border of South Sudan side and they surrounded our army, where they shot one police who was just seated under the shed and wounded at the thighs.
The fighting came days after residents of Nadapal protested an alleged encroachment by Kenyan troops into South Sudan territory. Daniel says one South Sudanese People Defense Forces soldiers was injured in the attack. Stephen Lowithio, a member of parliament representing Kapoita East County at the National Legislative Assembly, says the border dispute between the Turkana and Toposa communities has continued since 2009 when South Sudan allowed Kenya to have an immigration office in Nadapal.
And in 2019, the President of the Republic of South Sudan, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, and the then president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, they signed an MOU. That was around June 17th. They signed an MOU for the demarcation, delineation, and delimitation of the border between South Sudan and Kenya. Up to that point, they formed something called a joint technical committee from both countries.
Lowithio says the two sides formed a joint technical committee to work out details of demarcating the border, but the committee's work has not been seen. Last week, the Toposa community held a peaceful demonstration following remarks made by the Kenyan Cabinet Secretary for Interior, Kindiki Kithure.
Interior Minister and the Governor said that their government was ready to support the Turkana if the Turkana and the Kenyan army moved together up to Nakodo, where they are claiming to be their border with South Sudan. To reaffirm their support, the minister also said that Nadapal has been promoted to be a sub-county, with some officers were introduced to the rally. Also, Nakodo has been promoted to be a sub-location, with officers also introduced in the rally. 2 days after that, the Kenyan government distributed 670 guns to the youth, local youth, and also gave round of bullets to the local youth.
The demonstration by the Toposa was in response to the silence of the South Sudan government on the encroachment by Kenya into South Sudan territory and the laying of a claim to Nakodo, a village located 10 kilometers from Narus, Kapoita East County headquarters. Juba-based iRadio quoted Information Minister Michael McQuay calling for calm among South Sudanese over the Nadapal clashes and said the Kiir administration will address the issue. Efforts by South Sudan in focus to reach the Kenya embassy in Juba for comments were unsuccessful. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.